Today, Amtrak started selling tickets on a new nonstop Acela service between New York and Washington, D.C. Acela is the fastest train in Amtrak's fleet, and without stops in places like Philadelphia and Baltimore, the train will only take 2 hours and 35 minutes, shaving 15 minutes off the current trip time. Let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
I have to say, I'm surprised it took Amtrak so long to do this, have a direct between those two cities.
Yeah, and just so people don't get nervous in those points in between, this is just going to be one time a day right now. So the peakest of peak departures and just in one direction at a time. So it's really for people in New York making a day trip to Washington. There's that fast train in the morning and a fast train back at night. And yeah, surprising, if anything, probably to more people that it hasn't happened, as you said, than that it is now finally happening.
Okay. Meanwhile, Amtrak announced plans to increase the number of Milwaukee to Chicago round trips from 7 to 10 over several years. What's going on there?
So if you watch what Amtrak's doing, Jeremy, you can really get a sense of what works for Amtrak, right? New York, Washington, New York, Boston, all that Acela service. That's something that works well for Amtrak. But some of those other short-haul routes, in fact, a very short-haul route like Milwaukee, Chicago, that works well for Amtrak, too. You know, they've made no secret of the fact that short-haul in general works well, long-haul routes not so much. And in the case of Chicago, Milwaukee, Amtrak, unlike New York, Washington, not competing against airlines. Nobody flies between cities that are that close. Mm-hmm. They're competing against cars. There's just a lot of traffic, and people have found that the train is a reasonable way to get between those cities.
What other short-haul routes have been successful for Amtrak in that way?
Their CEO, Richard Anderson, speaking late last year, named Los Angeles, San Diego, another mm-hmm. one where, you know, it's traffic. It's competing against cars. Also from Washington, D.C., not only going north, which everybody kind of knows, but to point south to Richmond and even farther south in Virginia and into northern North Carolina, another place where the train works rather well and where there are just a lot of cars on the highway.
Now, part of the plan in Milwaukee involves upgrading the rail station near Milwaukee's airport. That's something you also don't see a lot of in America, unlike Europe, where that's pretty common, but planes connecting directly with trains.
Yeah, those intermodal connections, as they're called. And even the one in Milwaukee, like some of the few others that exist in the U.S., it's not the most direct connection. You still have to get on a little shuttle bus to get you between the rail station and the airport, but it's close at least. And that is indeed a rarity. It's a station that opened a little more than a decade ago. Now they're upgrading it to support, as you said, all that additional frequency between Milwaukee and Chicago.
Now, if Amtrak is putting attention on these short haul routes, what does that do to some of the big money losers for Amtrak, the long hauls like San Francisco to Chicago or New York to Miami?
Yeah, this kind of is a zero-sum game in this case. You can't put that focus that they're putting on short haul without potentially at least impacting long haul. No giant cuts yet. There have been things here and there. But very clearly, Amtrak is ready to prioritize short haul over long haul. That's a threat to service in a lot of particularly smaller cities in the heartland. It's not that Amtrak necessarily opposes those per se, but it's basically saying, hey, our mandate is to break even, to get this thing on financial mm-hmm. footing. And then if somebody else wants to subsidize the money-losing routes, they can do so, as Congress has done over the years.
Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.